Hi, everybody. My name is Hannah Sisla, and I am the founder of the Arm Hug Podcast. And I am here with another guest today. Her name is Onika Francis of O's Elite Phlebotomy LLC. She is, tell us a little bit about her story, because she's actually training phlebotomy students. So I'm excited. I get a lot of questions about trainings, and I get a lot of questions about certifications. So how you guys started with this?
Okay, so first of all, it's an honor and a pleasure to be even invited or selected to be on your platform. I'm not even sure if I'm the first phlebotomy instructor, but I am excited to be here. I think that you are paving the way for future phlebotomists and different ways to leverage off of the skills that we have. So I thank you extremely from the bottom of my heart. And just know that you're being watched and being appreciated at the same time. So my name is Onika. I am the co-founder of O's Elite Phlebotomy, located in Baltimore, Maryland. It is a three-week course where I teach future phlebotomists how to... Okay, that came out wrong.
Okay, go for it.
Where I teach future phlebotomists how to do phlebotomy. That is what I do. That is what I love to do. I have been in this field for over 20 years. I have worked anywhere from in-house, meaning in-house hospitals, inside of doctor's office, IOPs, which is kind of an office inside of an office. I've worked at top brand companies, as in Johns Hopkins, LabCorp, University of Maryland. So I'm diverse in my skills and training, anywhere from a newborn baby. I think my oldest patient may have been maybe in the hundreds. I love a good elderly patient. I live for them. I love the joy of their blood. Another thing, I'm very diverse in communications. I've worked with different levels of illness, chronic illness, life-threatening illnesses, things that may have I've never would even have came across or knew anything about, but being a phlebotomist has allowed me to work in transplant, infectious disease clinics, a lot of different areas that I probably would never even known about if it wasn't phlebotomy. So now I'm taking all this knowledge that I know, I'm putting it, I teamed up with MPCE, that's the certified phlebotomy company that gives examinations for phlebotomists to come certified. I have a 3 week course, and I do the book, and I also cover the training that I've learned throughout my career. And I pass it on to my future phlebotomists so they can be elite phlebotomists out here in this field.
That's great. And how do your students find you?
Right now, they can find me at O's Elite Phlebotomy on Instagram. And under there, they can click on the tab, or they can DM me for any more information. Where am I located at? In the hospital? I'm joking. That was a joke. They can find me at work. No, that's the best place to locate me. I also am giving, I have a code that they can text if they are interested into getting on my mailing list. They can text the word ready, just ready, to the number 201-649-4745. And I will keep them up to date on any upcoming classes, Saturday classes and things like that. So they can be the first to know class discounts and all things. So that would be the word ready, and the number is 201-649-4745. Just wanted to make sure I got that out.
And is it a class, or is this something that people can do during the day, just so that we know what flexibility you guys have?
Well, phlebotomy is one of the most flexible types of field to work in, of course, because of the different ranges of areas you can work in, hospital, out the hospital. You can do mobile phlebotomists. As you know, if you are a fan like me of this page, you have come across a lot of interviews of mobile phlebotomists. Every phlebotomist that's out there that conducting themselves as an entrepreneur had to start off with training. And that's exactly what I provide. I provide the training that you can use to utilize in any way that you can. So I teach my students, you don't have to work for someone else. You can get this knowledge. go to another training that teaches you how to be a mobile phlebotomist, how to do other things that's in the field that's kind of connected, DOT and things like that, and make your own way. My school does not have requirements like other schools, like clean background and things like that, meaning that you don't have to turn those documents in up front to get into the class, because I believe in second chances. So I make it very clear that these are necessary to work for other fields, LabCorp, Quest, and other big brand names, companies that, you know, employ phlebotomy. But today's day and time, you can make your own lane. You can start your own company. You can do DOTs. You can do whatever, you know, that your dream goal is. I just starting off with a 3-week training. And my 3-week training, it's a Monday, Wednesday, Friday evening classes. And ultimately, I'm going to start a Saturday class as well if the demand increase. But I'm very new to scheduling. So once I get that down pat, then everything is going to be okay. I am struggling with the schedule.
Oh my God.
That time management and scheduling is crazy.
I know. Did you try to get someone to help you? I know. I get it.
Okay. Everything is a learning process. The lady that I rent my location from at this point, a wonderful young lady, she teaches driving school. She teaches driving school, and she's going to mentor me and get me partnered up with other places that I can get maybe like grants and other type of partnerships with, where I can have a continuous flow. And then she will show me, she'll be showing me along the way how to keep things as managed as I possibly can. Websites and apps and things like that. So I have all the knowledge that you need to become an elite phlebotomist. The business aspect, I'm still learning as I go, but it just takes a dream. And that's what I'm stepping out on, just me knowing that I have what it takes to, first of all, be vulnerable to learn and be vulnerable to pursue my dreams at the same time.
So a question I get asked a lot from students is, how young can you start phlebotomy school?
I wouldn't start younger than 21. Most job employers require you to at least be 21.
Okay.
From my knowledge.
And then in Maryland, are there any, you said there's no requirements, but do you do any screening from your students?
Screening, background screening, yes. Background screening just for safety of all the students that's in there. So meaning violent offenders and things like that. But I also are willing to partner up with companies that expunge backgrounds too. Some people are above what they were in their past and they have moved on. So one of the goals and my passion is to help others. So I really am reaching out to other companies where I can partner up with people that may have access to getting their criminal background expunged and getting a fair chance to start over. So I may be probably more lenient in that area because I believe everyone needs a chance. So I'm not going to dig in your background, but I'm going to make sure that my students are safe and screen you in that way. If I feel as though you're bringing any drama or any unsafe, you know, activities into the classroom, that's not necessary, but I'm not going to turn anyone away. I'm going to work with them. Yeah.
I want to let you finish. Another question I get a lot is, do you provide the supplies? Do the students need to buy their own supplies?
Nope. I provide all the instruments needed to perform phlebotomy. All you're required to do is have them clean scrubs. I require black. I prefer black. And of course, cover shoes, cover your toes, because that's just safety across the board of health field anywhere. So clean scrubs, clean hands. These are things that we recommend to be an elite phlebotomist and to be productive in the field, to come presentable, to be smelling presentable. And that's a part of being an elite phlebotomist, is your representation.
Right. So you work a lot with image, which is great, right? You want people
correct
to be professional. And so if these classes are happening, let's say, do they every 3 weeks? How often do you enroll?
I try to conduct the 3-week class, the Monday, Wednesdays, and Friday class, every third Monday of the month. That is my schedule that I have chosen for for just to give myself a break in between. So every third Monday, we will start the evening, 5:30 to 8:30, our Monday, Wednesdays, and Friday class. Saturday classes are going to be announced soon if the demand is higher.
Wow, okay. But
those courses will be longer too. So it wouldn't be 3 weeks, and maybe four Saturdays, depending how we can get, because the core requirement is the hour requirement and it's a stick requirement. So we're working those out where we can make sure that the hours and the sticks match up for the Saturday classes. And I hit the ground running. I believe I have met my cap at working with a company. Meaning, I think I have so much knowledge that it's time to share it. I have enough knowledge to exceed even the payment that they're offering me for a salary wise and things like that. That has hit the cap for me. And it's time to venture out and share the knowledge, because that's only real gratitude that I can give back to the world just for me having a successful career as a phlebotomist and being able to make it, because you can get stuck. You can, injuries and things have happened, and I'm leaving out of this field healthy, mentally ready to prepare the next generation of phlebotomists.
And are you doing this training school full time?
Meaning? Like I was not at the moment. It would be considered part-time.
Okay. You're doing it part-time, so you're also still working at a lab?
Also still working at a lab. Yes, I am.
Okay. So you're ready to have your students come in and continue working with you?
Yes. Wow. I'm going to leverage and grow this business too. It is just my meat and potatoes. I want to be able to start a YouTube page. I'm going live on TikTok, just meeting with other phlebotomists, just talking, just, you know, sharing tips and secrets. This is so new, the level of interest, because I believe that I was the only person that liked blood or interested in sticking people or don't see anything wrong with it. But it's a lot of people that enjoy being a phlebotomist and not afraid to say it or not ashamed to say this. I enjoy what I do. This, I'm helping people in a way that makes me happy.
That's amazing. Yeah, right? You can feel it. You can.
Yeah, I do like it. It's weird. Listen, I can draw blood all day, interact with people. But I can't watch fake blood on scary movies. And that was not a question, but that's a real life fact about me. That's a real life fact about me. And you can't tell me that I'm not saving or helping or being a part of the good part of the world. You know, you have nurses, you have doctors, you have different levels of heroes in the health field. And I'm the one that glue them all together. They can't do nothing without me.
I'm glad that you're connecting with other phlebotomists in your area, because there are a few. So if you also need more references, let me know, because there are a lot in Maryland and they're really, really great. I guess my next question for you is, do you attend a lot of like the community college career fairs? Because if you are offering training classes to be a phlebotomist someday, these students are always looking for jobs, and there's really no requirement in their mind. But if you're passionate about it, they're going to be really wanting to learn and eager to learn from you. So,
yeah, I never even thought of that. Because I just think of one avenue of reaching phlebotomy, and because I started off as a CNA, and I just looked at that as a way of leveling up. So yeah. I would think that my target audience would already be in a health field already, like a CNA, a GNA, maybe a med tech or something like that, and just looking for more skills to add to their resume. But I'll take that in consideration. I wish I had a pen. Shoot. Okay, I meant to remember that.
Hopefully, any retraining? So I know people that left phlebotomy, did something else, and want to come back to it, and they want to retrain themselves.
And now it depends on how far you left or how long ago it has been, because the techniques change, the equipment change. So a refresher, you would have to at least did it, I would accept it maybe a year ago, but some people have been out the game for a long time and they think they only need a refresher. But I want my students to be all around knowledgeable. When I teach in my class, I'm teaching all the way back from the very beginning from what the word phlebotomy means, right. How it's from the Greek word, or what does venipuncture mean. So even if you may learn the refresher course, I'm still going to cover as if you were a newbie in this field and you never heard of anything before. So a refresher course, yes. Maybe we'll take 1 week off. And that'll be your refresher course. But I would have to make the curriculum to cram everything into one course, which I'm assuming what they want. It's available. It can be.
It can be done, right?
It
depends
it on. It can be done. I can see it being done. Maybe in a 4-hour course, 6-hour course.
Can you walk us through what it would be like walking into your class?
Well, first of all, when you come in my class, you're going to see all 32 of these teeth because I'm a big smiler, right? And I'm big on energy. So I bring a lot of energy and I bring a lot of common terminology into the course as well. So I want you to know how to communicate phlebotomist to phlebotomist, but I also want you to know how to communicate phlebotomist to patient. So we go over terminology and a cubital area, AC area. If we're talking to a patient, it would be the middle of your arm. We go over things of the name of the veins, why we use it, all the things that we need to communicate on both levels. That's very important to me because you have to be able to communicate with your manager and communicating with supplies you need, which saying SSTs and gel barriers and things like that, that another phlebotomist would understand. But as a patient, you need to be able to break that down in a layman's term too. This is a gold top. This is yellow. This is red. So I try to make sure that I have that. I like to teach out the book and I also teach by example. So if I go over what a gel barrier tube is, an SST, I will literally get the SST tube, pop the top off and stick something in it. So you can understand why is it called gel? What does it, I always wanted to know what it felt like. I always wanted to know what that gel felt
like. You're
going
to break that material.
I'm going to stick it in there and I'm going to let you see. This is a gel. This is why they call it a gel barrier. This is exactly what it does. And so it's different learning. And yeah. I'm a visual learner. I can read 100 books, but I have to sit up there and visualize. How can I play this into life? How can I play this into my everyday life? Example, yesterday in class, we went over blood typing cross screening. I had to make an example of, as my class has majority females, if you are pregnant and you heard of someone that had to get a shot because their baby may have Rh and their blood was a different type, the body will reject it, try to, terminate that pregnancy because of the non-matching of the blood. That resonates with people. It's like, I can put these two together. You may have heard it before from your aunt or a family member or someone else, or maybe on the news. And you're like, how did it kill the baby? Or why does she have to get shots every week? Or why, I don't know how often you have to get the shots. So don't quote me on that. I'm a phlebotomist and remember.
Last question. Do you help the students with employment opportunities?
At this point in the game, no, I do not. But those goals are listed in my future goals to partner up with mobile phlebotomists who are looking for eager, young, independent working people to start. That is a goal of mine. I want to partner up with Busy Bee. I'm gonna be in her DM soon and say, hey, if you ever need a phlebotomist or you ever looking for someone to join the team, and I have some qualified people, or I have someone that you may want to interview, then I want her to come to me first, and that's and vice versa. If I know someone that's looking for a mobile phlebotomist, I know someone that's in Baltimore and she does DC, Maryland, and Virginia. See, I watched that whole video.
That's good because you know what? That person's right in your neighborhood. And correct. You guys can meet up, you can partner, you can talk about ideas that maybe you want to do together. Mm-hmm. There's opportunities where she might need help with, or you might need help with. So you're absolutely right. I encourage you guys to all meet each other from the videos, because that way you guys have an idea of who each other is and if it's going to be a good fit, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Friends or colleagues, or even your next mentor could be
correct.
One of these videos, and you already have an idea of who that mm-hmm. is. Mm-hmm. All right, Onika, this has been an incredible interview.
Super incredible. This is on my vision board. And Lewis, what's today's date? The 17th. I'm killing the goals today. Killing the vision goals this year.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm excited for you. I'm definitely going to put this. I'm going to put this on TikTok because students need to hear this, and they're always reaching out to me from there. And if you're not on there yet, I encourage you to get on TikTok. There's a lot of students on there, medical students, nursing students, regular students learning about phlebotomy. Yeah.
TikTok is I thought Instagram was something else. TikTok, whatever your niche is, quirky, weird, whatever it is, it's somebody on TikTok. When I see the people doing this with the paper, I said, I'm in the wrong business. Shh, I'm gonna do that with a needle.
You would do so well on there with short videos. So don't scratch that out.
I'm gonna work on that.
Think about it, because this video right here, you could also put it on there. So take a clip of it.
Okay, how do I do that?
I will show you. I will show you how to do that.
Okay.
So right now, I will let you go.
All right.
But I will.
Thank you so much. Yes. I will never forget this. Like, you are the best. And I pray that your business just continue to grow. And thank you for leading the way, just showing us a whole different way.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.